প্রভু কহে কৃষ্ণ কৃপা তোমাতে পূর্ণ হয়, তত্ত্ব জান তোমার নামই তাহত্ব। প্রভু কহে কৃষ্ণ কৃপা তোমাকে পূর্ণ হয়, সব তত্ত্ব জান তোমার নামই তাহত্ব। আমি কেন মরে যাবে তাহত্ব, আপনি কহ কিসে কি There are three kinds of miserable conditions. Within this material world. But when one takes shelter of spiritual master and seriously engages himself in devotional service, he has no more miserable condition. Miserable condition means it is a question of understanding. The beginning of spiritual life is to understand that I am not the God. That is the beginning. So if I am properly trained up to understand that I am not the God, then where is my tapasra, miserable condition? Because miserable condition is due to this bond. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that Natra Parsaku Kunti of Sri Krishna Sukadukkala. We feel sometimes cold, sometimes warm. What is the reason? The reason is on account of this bond. The water is the same, but according to the seasonal changes, the water is sometimes very pleasing and sometimes it is not pleasing. So according to the seasonal changes, the water does not change its chemical compound. But this seasonal changes, my body becomes susceptible to the condition, and therefore the same water sometimes gives me pleasure and sometimes gives me distress. So, when one understands that I am not his body, he is not very much afraid. Now, Kamalas Thakur says, Deha smriti nahi ja samsara bhavanam sahata. Deha smriti, it is simply to understand. Just like I've given several times this example, you are in a very nice car, that is your, and you are very proud of being. And if by chance the car, by accident, broken, then your heart breaks. Why? You are not the car. But because your thoughts are drawn in the car, that this is my car, therefore your heart becomes broken. Actually, you have nothing to do with the car. If the car is broken into pieces, you are not affected. But because I have got affection for the car, therefore. So this affection can be withdrawn by cultivation of knowledge. That I am not this car, it is a fact. But on account of my ignorance and the past, I am thinking, no, I have to become my car. Similarly, those who are too much have got into thought that I am this boy. They are suffering some more on account of this misconception that I am this boy. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, the first lesson is Krishna began those lessons of Bhagavad Gita. But you are lamenting on a subject matter which has nothing to do with it. In this material world, we are advanced in so-called civilization, but we are very much attached to this world, to the misconception. This is called illusion. The Lord is also thinking like that. I am this body. So when the defense, if the Lord thinks I am this body, I am Indian, I am Indian. So where is the difference between the problem? There is no difference. Simply by dressing nicely, if you dress the dog very nicely, does it mean that he will not be human being? Dress dog, that's all. Dog does. So, Shastra says, that if one is still in the bodily concept of God, then he is already dead. Anyway, the Shaka will kill Punabi Sinhasati, the body is made of according to Ayurvedic knowledge, which is body developed by God, Sinhasati, Papa, Pisa, body. The Bali is there, right here. Well, it is very scientific. Whatever they are eating, it is becoming secreted. Then by Bali, when there is less ventilation, in old days, the Bali becomes slow, and therefore so many diseases overcome. These massaging means just to help the earth within the body to exist. It is actually made of Balu, Koho, Biko, Balu. The Balu is making the soup and dry up and so on. So we are not this Koho, Biko, Balu. We are not this skin, bone, blood, or whatever it may be. We analyze it. I'm not. My life is not there. They are clinging. But life is chemical composition. But try each and every part of this body and chemical composition. First of all, take this breathing. What is this breathing? Breathing is air. So yeah, that is also chemical composition, hydrogen, oxygen, and thing. Is it? So that is chemical composition. Or yeah. So there is no question of chemical combining. Air is insufficient, yeah. They are making their cells from many things. So just put some air within the body and by artificial way letting your skull growing like the bellows. The bellow also breathes like that. And will life come? No. It is not good. Similarly said, every one item, take the breathing, take the muscle, take the blood, take the urine, take the stool, take the bone, and analyze it very carefully, part to part, and combine them all together with what scientists bring life. No. That is not good. That is not good. Therefore, it is misconception. Then life is chemical composition. No. Chemical composition is this body, not this soul. But they do not know, they're speculating in darkness. Therefore Krishna comes to give you knowledge that you have said you are thinking of this body yourself. No, it's not that. Asmin rehe, rein asmin gatave, rein koma. You are living within this body and a certain condition. According to your karma, you have been allowed to live in this body. And if your karma improves, then you will be allowed to live in better bodies, in the demigods, or if your karma is abominable, then you will be degraded to the lower body. Just like you pay, according to your payment, you get a certain type of apartment. Everyone cannot live in the first class apartment because you cannot pay. Similarly, this body is also like an apartment. According to your capacity of paying the rent or the price, you get a certain type of karanam vanasamnasa sadasat janmajyonishu. This is going on. We are not this apartment. We are the occupier of the apartment. That is your law. There are two persons. One is the occupier, one is the proprietor. We have a practical knowledge. But Krishna says clearly that khetranam chavi manaviddhi sarva khetre suha khetra khetram dayamka idam sariram khetram iti yogi. This in the Bhagavad Gita and find this knowledge, Hitra Khitra Ka. Krishna says that this body is called Khitra. Because Arjuna inquired from Krishna, what is Khitra, what is Khitra Ka, what is Khesh, what is subject matter of Jain. So Krishna answered that Khetra means this body. And Khetraka means one who knows that this is my body. He said, you study your own body, you study your finger, you'll never say, I finger, my. Nobody says. Even a small child, you ask him, what is this? He'll say, my finger. You never say, I finger. I'm not finger. I'm not this. So one who knows that this body is mine, that is Khetra God. And the body is Khetra. Khetra means the field of activities. We have got this body filled of activity. We are very much proud of civilized. But subject matter is the same. The dog is thinking, I'm this body, he is jumping with four legs, and you are jumping with four wheels. That's because the knowledge is the same, that I am this body. There's no improvement. So we are thinking that dog is running on the street without any car, and we have got a nice car. We are running, and so therefore we are civilized. No, this is not civilization. This is the same civilization as the dog and cat. Taivagokam. Real civilization is Athata Brahma Jindata. That is. Sanatana Goswami, he is asking this question. Kiyami kane amaya jata. This is real question. What I am? So, Sanatana Goswami's question is being answered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that because he has this inquiry, this is the beginning of the enlightenment. So, if one is little inquisitive to know what I am, then here his real life begins. And if he is kept in the darkness, and he remains in the darkness, that I am this body, there is no value of so-called civilization in the future. It is a very important question. Here I mean that one must be a part of Brahma teacher. He must be conscious that I do not want all these things, which is a condition of life, and that is imposed upon me. I cannot take them. They are coming. So there must be somebody superior whose law is being enforced. That is the factor. That is religion. Religion means to find out the supreme controller who is forcing everything. That is. That is stated in the dictionary. Religion is not some sentiment, some righteous sentiment. No. It is inquiry about the supreme controller. That's a prayer. We see in every stage there is a supreme control. And we are foolishly declaring that we are independent. This is false. So real religion means to come out from this foolish conception of life that there is no controller, we are everything, whatever we like and do, there is no life after death. There is no life in other planets. These are all ignorance. simply pulled for us. He does not mean. So Krishna consciousness movement means to give people right knowledge. Don't think that it is a sentimental, so-called religious movement. But if come to the right conclusion to the spiritual platform by this easiest method introduced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chant the holy name of the God. And you are, because misunderstanding means, because you have so many dirty things accumulated on the heart for many, many lives, that feeling of aquatics and plant life, is a tree life, the insect life, this way. Now we have come a life of a life, a part of the moon. Now we should inquire. That is, Krishna is teaching us to go to the proper spiritual path. He has come. He is not an ordinary man, he is a minister. So he cannot go to a cheater, to a drapa. He has selected the right path. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to go to a person. He is as good as Sri Chaitanya. As good how one can become Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. How another man can become as good as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he is also God. No. He doesn't require to be God. And neither he can ever become God. That is false. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu equal person means one who speaks exactly what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks. That makes him equal. He doesn't manufacture. If you simply repeat what Krishna says or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, then you become equal. Equal to me, that is Guru. Guru means who is equal. Sakshadharitena samastasatvai ruptasatvai vasadhi. Why Guru is accepted as God Himself? Does it mean Mahavatra? No. It's not that. Because He is most confidential servant of God. Kintu prabhurjam priya eva tasya. Therefore he has good as God. He is very, very dear to God. Why? Because he does not speak anything nonsense what his master does not say. That's all. That is equal. He says, now I see that his son addresses him, father, he is the father considering him as the ordinary man. And still he is as good as God. Yes, still. Why? Because he does not speak anything nonsense except what he has heard from God. Very good. In this way, if we study Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and of course, Chaitanya Charitamrita is past studies, but still, we have got all these books, very exalted, authorized books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion. So, we request, especially, of course, I am pleased that this countryman of this American country, they are taking our books, reading. So gradually they will understand. But take real knowledge. Don't be misled by prophets who has no authority to speak and to cheat you because you are wanting, hankering after something. So many prophets, cheaters, they come and cheat you. Don't be cheated. There is authorized literature. Read them. Be enlightened. and make your life successful. Thank you.
Namo Vishnu Padaya. Thank you.